Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Well, it's a marvelous Monday morning, and we're believing for this to be the greatest week of your life.
Amen.
But you'll need to rise above average.
That's right.
You know, yesterday's call, we talked about being lazy, and we referenced being slothful. Now, here's a question. Have you ever seen a picture of a sloth? In case you don't know, that's S-L-O-T-H. They're cute, cuddly, unique-looking animals. Some time ago, I remember seeing a YouTube video of a sloth riding in a speedboat on a river. It was very amusing. We're only going to give you several facts about sloths. First, the word sloth comes from the Greek and Latin words for carelessness and laziness. Sloths are physically and emotionally inactive. Second, sloths sleep 15 to 20 hours a day. Third, the sloth is the slowest moving of all mammals. Fourth, they are known as nature's brother-in-law.
Interesting.
It is.
Whatever.
But that's enough fun facts about sloths. For the rest, you can go to the National Geographic website.
But in Matthew 25, verse 26, the Lord brings it home to us. So then I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is a thing. His Lord answered and said to him, thou wicked and slothful servant.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for slothful is G3636. G3636, and it means sluggish, lazy, slothful, backward. And it comes from a Greek root word, G3635. G3635, it means to be slow, hesitate, delay.
It sounds like somebody who might be sleeping 20 hours a day.
Yeah, it does. But Jesus is clearly warning us not to be lazy or slow in doing the things he wants us to do. To take any monetary resource which he has entrusted to us and do nothing with it, well, it's a shame.
In Matthew 25, verse 25, it says, and I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Now, you might be saying, but Brother Harold, Sister Beth, what makes you think it was money? I've always heard that a talent was a spiritual gift or natural ability. Now, to be honest, that sounds nice, but it's not what the word says or means.
In Matthew 25, verse 19, it says, but he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for money is G694, and it means silver, money. No question. God doesn't want us to be slothful, slackers, lazy, slow, or ineffective stewards of what he's entrusted to us.
Amen. Hebrews 6, verse 12 says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Well, if we're slothful, we will not inherit the promise.
It'll be tough, that's for sure. The Amplified Bible translation of Hebrews 6, verse 12 says it this way. In order that you might not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith, by their leaning of their entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom and goodness, and by the practice of patient endurance and waiting, are now inheriting the promises.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for slothful is G3576. G3576, and it means slow, sluggish, dull. Slothful in Hebrew 6:12 comes from a Greek root word, G3541. G3541, and it means illegitimate in every sense of that word.
There you go.
Now, we're not trying to offend anyone. We're just reporting what the original text says. It's pretty clear. If we're not doing what God says we should be doing with our lives and our money.
And his money, really.
And his money, really. He takes a pretty dim view of our behavior. We believe that's why the scriptures give us characteristics of a slothful servant.
And we came up with them.
Number one, unfaithful. Matthew 25:18. Matthew 25:18. But he that received the Lord's money went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. We read that just a minute ago, but need to keep that in your mind. We've come to know this servant was lazy, which no doubt contributes to his unfaithfulness with money, money that was entrusted to him. The question for each of us today is whether or not we're faithful with the money that God's entrusted us. Do we have a lot of debt, paying high interest rates, thus paying interest to the man instead of doing what the man, God, directed us to do with the money he entrusted us?
Number two, judgmental. Matthew 25:24, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "He who had received one talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a harsh and hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you had not winnowed or the grain.'" You know, the one talent man judged the master as harsh and hard. He further judged his habits of sowing and reaping. We've discovered over the years that appearances can be deceiving when it comes to wealth accumulation and a person's generosity. For instance, just because a person drives a Mercedes-Benz, say S500, or a Beamer, doesn't mean they're wealthy. It simply means they drive an expensive car, which may or may not be financed. We never need to judge the success of a person by what they drive or where they live. We'd recommend that you read the book, which is a very good book, called The Millionaire Next Door.
Number three, less than his best. Matthew 25:24 in the Message Bible. The servant given 1,000 said, "Master, I know you have high standards and hate careless ways, that you demand the best and make no allowances for errors." The one talent servant is admitting that the master expects the best from everyone, and fear caused him to make an unwise and, frankly, an eternally damning mistake. Wiki Prattney, an author and evangelist from New Zealand, once said, or said, still living, "Many say they can't get God's guidance when they really mean they wish he would show them an easier way."
That's a great quote.
It really is.
And really fits into this. Number four, fault finding or accusing. Matthew 25:24 in the New Living Translation says that scripture this way: "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate." You know, the one talent servant obviously didn't understand the concept of sowing and reaping, or I would say, honey, he could have been that he was just too lazy to have to do the sowing and then the reaping.
And not realizing that God blesses those who practice seed time and harvest.
Very true. You know, when we're faithful in our finances to do what God directs us to do, then we will have the blessings coming to us from, truthfully, could be unexpected places and people.
Hallelujah. Number five, the fifth characteristic of a slothful person, self-justifying. The one talent man made a mistake. He made an excuse to shift the blame from himself to the master. Matthew 25:24, King James. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. It's not my fault, is it? Well, that's often the response of those who fail to experience success due to their own slothfulness. Another way to say it. Years ago, I learned that if you're good at making excuses, you'll never be good at anything else. C.S. Lewis, noted theologian and author, once said, the future is something which everyone reaches at a rate of 60 minutes an hour, whatever he does, whoever he is.
Every one of us has the opportunity to do something in this life because we all have the same amount of time, you know, in terms of 60 minutes in an hour. What it is we do with that hour is what's going to determine our success.
Absolutely.
Number six, fearful. Matthew 25:25 in the Message Bible says, I was afraid I might disappoint you, so I found a good hiding place and secured your money. Here it is, safe and sound, down to the last cent. You know, fear at any level is self-defeating and potentially paralyzing for those who fall into its grip. Say nothing of a rationalization. Oh, well, I'll just keep it safe. Fortunately, God has not given us a spirit of fear. We don't need to fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, very familiar. This in the Classic Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power, hallelujah, and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control, things that we need to work on and work through ourselves.
Amen. Number seven, wicked. Matthew 25:26. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. When we're lazy, failing to do what God says, doing less than our best, judgmental of others, finding fault, while living in fear, according to the scripture, that makes a person wicked. Again, that's not our choice of words. It's what the Word of God says. One last thing. There's a day of reckoning coming, where each of us will have to account for our stewardship of our financial resources and our lives. Matthew 25:19 says, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. On that day of reckoning, there are two things we want to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant, and enter into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. One last thing. St. Augustine once said, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us.
Hallelujah. And here we are on a Monday morning. Hey, we have the choice. We make the decision on what this week is going to look like. So we're just encouraging you to go out there and make the most of all your opportunities.
The best week you've ever had.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed it have you put in the ground. Do what he says, so I'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.